All right, good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
We're on another day that the Lord has made in the Father's house. And I thank God for this communion class. Dear Lord, I thank you for your word. I thank you for all that you're doing with your people who love you. Lord, I pray that you'll help us to go forth, minister to millions in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen. Blow your trumpet.
You know, when you're praying to the Lord, you might as well ask for something big because it's real easy for him. Whatever we ask is easy for him.
Yes.
And I see that more and more as I go forward. When we take God at his word, believe his word, speak it, and act on it, you learn another side of it. You learn another portion of it that you can't learn any other way. And I find that more and more, as time goes on, it's easier to believe God for things. And you see his hand to work in a greater way. Last week, we made it down to verse 10. And I'm realizing how rich these scriptures are.
They are. You know? They're real rich.
They're very rich. It's like brother, just like Brother Horton's onion. You know, it's a layer to it. Layers, yes. And layers. You know. And this is Jesus praying. From the beginning.
Okay, tell them where you are.
We'll start at verse 9. We're back
okay,
up.
What chapter?
St. John 17. St. John 17, verse 9. We made it to 10, but we're back up to verse 9. He said, I pray for them. I pray not for the world, but for them which thou hast given me, for they are thine. And when I saw that this morning, as I looked over the scriptures, it reminded me of Genesis 1. Look at Genesis 1 right quick. Genesis 1, verse 1. It, you know, God tells us a message in what he does. Genesis, he said, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth, period. All right, verse 2 says, and the earth was without form, void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And something had happened for this to happen, for the earth to be void and desolate. You know, void and darkness was on the face of the deep. It was flooded. But verse 3 is the beginning of God's restoration process. He said, and God said, let there be light. And there was light. Now watch verse 4. God saw the light, and it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness. The light was better, and it was divided from the darkness. Called the light day and darkness, he called night. Evening and morning was the first day. All right, with same thing with Jesus' prayer. He said, I pray for them. I pray not for the world, but for them which thou hast given me, for they are thine. They took God at his word. They cherish his word by faith. They operate in his word. They become the light of the world, the salt of the earth. They rejected the darkness of the world. And Jesus is not praying for the darkness or the people who attach themselves to the darkness. People that love the darkness. People that operate in darkness. This prayer is for those who have selected a pure route, the way of God, the word of God, the character of God, the covenant of God. That's the distinction. And that distinction remains intact. This was a prayer of faith that Jesus did for us. He prayed for us, for them, said, dividing light from darkness. God loves everybody. We're made in his image, but we've selected the light and rejected the darkness at the same time. If you select the light, you rejected the darkness. If you select the light and don't reject the darkness, you didn't select the light. He prayed for them, not for the world, but for them which thou hast given me, for they are thine. He said, all mine are thine, and thine are mine, and I am glorified in them.
Okay, back up and read that, don't
All and all mine are thine.
Okay, the glorified part.
Yeah.
Read that again. Back up just a...
All mine are thine, and thine are mine, and I am glorified in them.
I am glorified in who?
In them.
And them.
The ones who he prayed for.
He's glorified. We carrying on his ministry. We the body. We the spiritual body.
In other words,
glorified in us.
Yeah. And the same
glory.
And the same glory that he has with the Father we have. It's on our lives.
Amen.
And a few weeks ago, the Lord gave me this analogy that when you take the Word of God is a sharp two-edged sword, dividing asunder the soul and spirit. You start operating in the Word of God and obeying the Word of God, speaking it and doing it, you become a two-edged sword that divides the darkness, the soul and spirit. When you walk in a room, and you live the standards of God, the darkness has no hiding place.
Mm-hmm.
And when you minister God's word according to the word, as a minister, you can feel the conflict going on. Some people are wanting all they can get, and they pull from, they activate your anointing. Some people can't wait till you be quiet so they can get out of there. They feel very uncomfortable. Now, the Lord is, sometimes it comes from the mind, and sometimes it comes from the heart. People can, they used to, you're shattering that world when you minister. But their heart, God knows there's a heart down under all that. And he's breaking their barriers, and he's ministering to their heart. So people, when there's a hungry heart, they automatically activate your anointing. And you may have all your notes and outlines together just like God gave it to you. And the Lord will put that on hold and minister to that person as activating your anointing. I like to look at the anointing not just like oil, but I like to look at it, I'm a mechanic, I like to look at it like heavy equipment. I work on heavy equipment sometimes. All right, I was trying to make my backyard was a hill, not the house I have now, but when I was in Huffman. And I had to dig half of that yard and put the dirt on the slope in to make a pad so I could put a pool there. And I thought I could do it. And I wasn't getting nowhere fast. I could work for hours and just do like I did nothing. So I called a guy I knew that had a bobcat.
Yes, amen.
And he came. He got there at like 1 o'clock. And I got off at 3:30. I got off a little early to go home. Why he's still there. By the time I got home, he had that bobcat. He had taken all the dirt from the top, put it on the bottom, and banked it a little bit so it'll settle. And then he made a rain trench so the water could run off the hill and go around the pool. Perfect. It worked perfect. But he did in minutes, in 1 hour, what it was going to take me months to do.
Whoa.
Now, a man by his faith can do something. Do a lot. But a man with an anointing is just like a man in heavy equipment. It took him an hour. He was done. And he said, I like this bobcat. He said, you want to drive? I said, no, I don't drive. I knew how to drive it, but you can tear a house down with that. That thing will get in here and run into it, tear your air conditioner. But he did. He knew how to handle that thing. But a man in heavy equipment can do what a normal man would take him much.
And that's the anointing.
That's the anointing.
Woo! Thank God for the anointing.
Now, the anointing.
You don't see more of that, brother.
Yeah.
Wow. I speak that. I release that this morning. You don't see more of that anointing.
Yeah. And when people start operating in their anointing, they can do what a regular Christian would take them years to do. They can do it in a few moments. And the anointing has two keys. I use the two-key reference to make it like the person that's anointed can turn it on. They're where they're supposed to be. They're speaking God's word. They're in obedience. So on their part, it's on. But when people want to hear what God has to say, they don't know it, but they activated it. They turned it on. Now, when people, when they, if they do like, if they don't want the word of God, they turn it off. And I've had the Lord give me, he used to puzzle me. He'd give me all this revelation about following God. If I was in the presence of somebody that wanted, I'd get even more. If I was in the presence of somebody who loved their own will more, it's like all that revelation, God took it, put it in a suitcase and closed it. And I couldn't get to it.
In other words, sometimes we try to make an end result when it's not supposed to be there. That's not the time. Like, you feel like you need to minister that person and
yeah.
you feel that wall.
Yeah.
You just should
and I,
go on.
I said, what's going on? I said, what's wrong with me? Why am I losing all this revelation? And then when I leave, it all come back.
That's where we're going to tell each pearls before swine.
Yeah, it goes right back to verse 9. I pray for them. I pray not for the world. And it puzzled me for years. And I didn't, what were you saying, Ken?
When I go into a room and I'm faced with someone that does not want prayer, does not want anything to do with God, I still speak faith and boldness and hopefully get an agreement with them over whatever the situation is without, you know, and still kind of speaking the word. And then when I get outside the room, I'm praying.
Yeah.
That's how I am. Because, you know, it happens frequently.
Yeah.
It's sad.
It is.
So you haven't met with wisdom.
Yes.
Yeah.
You handled that situation with wisdom. You can't go in and force yourself on that person.
But
speaking positive and by faith and everything, and they'll agree with that, but you know, it's just
you want to help people beyond their limitations,
right.
and sometimes if people may in their mind they may be resistant, but the Lord will speak something and eventually it'll get in their heart, and before you know it they done got saved and filled with the Holy Ghost, you know. And when I first got in the band, when I got saved while I was in the band, and I wanted us to play all gospel, they didn't want to do that, but and they wanted to play gospel, but they didn't want to do all gospel. And some of them started, they agreed with salvation. Some of them waited, but before you know it, all of them got saved. And they now some of them they'll watch it on TV. They won't go to church, but they will watch it on TV. And but the Lord turned. It took time. When you minister the word, people become receptive. Their mind, the Lord speaks to the heart, not the mind. The mind has to catch up later. But when you plant a seed of the word of God, it grows. And that's what the Holy Spirit does. Now, if they don't want it from their heart, there's no. It's like God. He won't release you to say things. To the point you may even forget everything. And I said the enemy has got one over on me. I don't know how he does this. I seriously thought it was the enemy. And I prayed about it, and the Lord didn't say nothing about the enemy.
You know, because if you kept doing that without wisdom, you could actually sear that person's heart more than it would be seared when somebody can actually get through on it when he's ready.
Yeah.
You follow me?
Mm-hmm.
Keep searing it. Harder and harder. God knows that.
Yeah. And you have to follow his lead because he knows what he's doing. And watch. You can learn from, you know, just like any student. You have to want to know to learn. So I watch him. I pay attention to him. He trained me that way. And then I started realizing what was happening. And I noticed when I get around certain people, the anointing just, concepts I never thought about. And then I try to capture them because it came. Now, we done made it. Last week, we made it to verse 10, so we made it to verse 10. We out of time.
We made it for 9 days.
Yeah.
She's not doing
this,
so
chapter 11, verse Corinthians chapter 11. God loves his people. And because of his vast love, he'll do anything. And he'll put you in peculiar situations to minister. So you have to flow with him. Okay, the theme is communion. And these are things you got to know in order to be on the same page with the Lord and with the Holy Spirit. And through Jesus, all this is possible. Verse 24, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. And after the same manner, also he took the cup when he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as oft as ye drink it in remembrance of me. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Dear Lord, I thank you for your word. I thank you for all of your people, your holy people that love you. I pray that you will increase their anointing and bless them to go forward. Help us to make the difference that we need to make with the time we have left. Doing all this in your heart. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen. Amen. All right.